They are a bunch. I think what we would have said would have been it's just a bunch of scalawags. Mm-hmm. Meaning of
so
low.
Nothing negative about the word bunch itself, or crowd.
No.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of dancing did you do?
Going back to my mother again, during her time, they had square dances. And they were always entertained in the home, would have a square dance, and they would hire a fiddler, someone to play the fiddle. And usually the house having the dance would cook up a lot of food, and they'd eat and dance and just have a great time. Then during my era, we belong to a Methodist church, and they forbid dancing of any kind. And that sort of was the thing of the past, and we had what we called play parties. And you'd go to these, and you'd play spinning the bottle, and whichever way the bottle pointed, I think the boy got to kiss the girl that the bottle pointed to, very exciting games, and other parlor-type games. And then we were beginning to get into maybe the 1932s or 3s, and dancing was coming back as a fad. And we learned to do the two-step. It was a sort of a shuffle affair. And then that lasted right on through the World War II, that certain type step. And then it became known as, was it called the Foxtrot? I'm not sure. But it was the same type of two steps forward and one back. And then, of course, in later years, they had the Congo and the some other dance steps that came in. But the funny thing is, we still, all of our parties were held in private homes. Some parent would decide to let the children have a party at their house. And they would move all the furniture out of a room. We did at our house, move it all out and have plenty of room. And this would have been in the old house that had bigger rooms. I don't think it could have done it in the one we have now. But they started to dancing at these parties. And my brother, who could not dance and he was older, would tell my father that it was not a party, that it was a dance and that we danced. So we were about to get grounded, and so we I got my brother out one Sunday afternoon and taught him to dance, and that was the end of that.
I see. And these square dances, if a man brings his foot up and down very hard, what is that?
A jig dance.
I see. And the act of bringing the foot up and down is what on the floor?
Patting your foot. I mean, you know, pat your foot to the music. I don't know about bringing the whole foot up there.
Stronger than a pat.
I don't know.
Do you
I'm not familiar with that. No.
And if a boy met a girl at church and walked her home, how would he ask her?
May I walk you home?
Walk.
May I walk you home?
If he had his own buggy,
may I take you home?
Take you.
Uh-huh.
The word carry isn't the
word. You know, carry was a word used too. Well, I carried a bucket of water.
Mm-hmm.
But
not I
to the well.
Carry
you
home. No. Carry in the sense of take.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you would carry a bucket of water, or you would. I could be wrong, but I don't think so, because it doesn't sound familiar. It doesn't sound comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the old expressions would feel
comfortable. And if
the
fellow asked the girl to marry him and she said no, the neighbors would say, I hear she
rejected him.
Rejected him.
Mm-hmm. She rejected him.
Any humorous terms for that?